The Seven Who Were Hanged by Leonid Nikolaevich Andreev, translated by Herman Bernstein. Dedication. To Count Leon Tolstoy this book is dedicated, by Leonid Andreev. The translation of this story is also respectfully inscribed to Count Leon Tolstoy by Herman Bernstein. Foreword. Leonid Andreev, who was born in Oryol in 1871, is the most popular and next to Tolstoy the most gifted writer in Russia today. Andreev has written many important stories and dramas, the best known among which are Red Laughter, Life of Man, To the Stars, The Life of Vasily Fiveski, Eliazar, Black Masks, and The Story of the Seven Who Were Hanged. In Red Laughter, he depicted the horrors of war as few men had ever before done it. He dipped his pen into the blood of Russia, and he wrote the tragedy of the Manchurian War. In his Life of Man, Andreev produced a great imaginative morality play, which has been ranked by European critics with some of the greatest dramatic masterpieces. The story of the Seven Who Were Hanged is thus far his most important achievement. The keen psychological insight and the masterly simplicity with which Andreev has penetrated and depicted each of the tragedies of the Seven Who Were Hanged place him in the same class as an artist with Russia's greatest masters of fiction, Dostoevsky, Turgenev, and Tolstoy. I consider myself fortunate to be able to present to the English reading public this remarkable work, which has already produced a profound impression in Europe, and which, I believe, is destined for a long time to come to play an important part in opening the eyes of the world to the horrors perpetrated in Russia, and to the violence and iniquity of the destruction of human life, whatever the error of the crime. New York, Herman Bernstein. Introduction. Translated of the foregoing letter in Russian. I am very glad that the story of the Seven Who Were Hanged will be read in English. The misfortune of us all is that we know so little, even nothing about one another, neither about the soul, nor the life, the sufferings, the habits, the inclinations, the aspirations of one another. Literature, which I have the honour to serve, is dear to me just because the noblest task it sets before itself is that of wiping out boundaries and distances. As in a hard shell, every human being is enclosed in a cover of body, dress, and life. Who is man? We may only conjecture. What constitutes his joy or his sorrow? We may guess only by his acts, which are oft-times enigmatic, by his laughter and by his tears, which are often entirely incomprehensible to us. And if we, Russians, who live so closely together in constant misery, understand one another so poorly that we mercilessly put to death those who should be pitied or even rewarded, and reward those who should be punished by contempt and anger, how much more difficult is it for you Americans to understand distant Russia? But then, it is just as difficult for us Russians to understand distant America, of which we dream in our youth, and over which we ponder so deeply in our years of maturity. The Jewish massacres and famine, a parliament and executions, pillage and the greatest heroism, the Black Hundred and Leo Tolstoy, what a mixture of figures and conceptions, what a fruitful source of all kinds of misunderstandings. The truth of life stands aghast in silence, and its brazen falsehood is loudly shouting, uttering, pressing, painful questions. With whom shall I sympathize? Whom shall I trust? Whom shall I love? In the story of the Seven Who Were Hanged, I attempt to give a sincere and unprejudiced answer to some of those questions. That I have treated ruling and slaughtering Russia with restraint and mildness may best be gathered from the fact that the Russian censor has permitted my book to circulate.